Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's a privilege to be here with you this morning.
我很荣幸今天早上再和大家在一起分享。
I'm excited to look into the Word.
再来看神的话语。
We are looking at the Great Commission.
我们呢一直在考察分享完成大使命。
In these combined services, we've been looking at the last words of Jesus.
在我们联合聚会当中呢，我们一直在那个分享耶稣基督最后留在世上的那些话语。
What does he want us to do?
他希望我们做什么？
Who does he want us to be?
他希望我们成为什么样的人？
What mission does he have for the church?
他对我们教会需要我们完成什么样的这个大使命
And we've looked at previous months in Matthew chapter 28.
几个月以来呢我们一直都在考察分享马太福音28章
And we've looked at the four main verbs in the Great Commission.
我们呢一直在看在做大使命当中四个主要的动词
The one command that Jesus gives is to make disciples of all nations.
耶稣给我们的一个命令就是我们需要做使人做门徒。
That is what the church is to be all about.
这就是我们教会所应做的。
And then there are three helping words.
还有三个就是帮助这个主动词的那个分词。
How are we supposed to accomplish this great commission?
我们如何才能那个完成基督神给我们教会的这个大使命
How are we supposed to make disciples of all nations?
我们如何使万国万民成为门徒
And we've seen that Jesus has told us to baptize.
我们已经看到耶稣让我们去施洗
And to teach.
去教训他人
And now we are at the final Helping word.
我们呢今天要谈最后一个那个帮助的那个分词。
So let's read the passage again just to reacquaint ourselves with the Bible says.
我们再来读一遍这一几段经文让我们能够重新熟悉一下。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18.
马太福音28章第18节。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
耶稣近前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age
凡我所吩咐你们都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
So if you remember from previous weeks, you know the one word we haven't covered yet is the word go.
如果你们还记得我们几个月来讨论的分享的聚会里边，还有一个名动词我们还没有涉及到，就是这个要去。
And also if you've been here the previous months, you know that we've devoted whole sermons to each of these words, each of these four words.
那个几个月来我们每一次的联合聚会都每一次都特别着重讲其中的一个动词。
But that caused me some problems as we came into this last word go.
当我们来讨论最后一个动词要去的时候呢有一点问题。
Because you can look at this word in the Greek Bible, original Greek.
如果你看那个希腊文圣经希腊文原文的这个版本里面
You can look at every single English translation.
你可以看所有的那个英文的版本
You can look at the Chinese translations.
你可以看中文版本
You can even look at Spanish Bibles.
甚至那个西班牙语的版本
You can even look at Hindi Bibles.
或者甚至是那个印地语的版本
And all those Bibles tell us the same thing.
所有这些不同的版本呢都涉及到同样一件事
Go!
就说要去
That's it.
就这么样，这么简单。
We can go home, right?
是不是我们回家呢
？Go.
要去。
Means don't stay.
也就是说呢，不要待在那边不动。
If we want to fulfill the Great Commission, if we want to make disciples, we have to go.
如果我们要完成大使命，使万国万民做门徒，我们必须要去。
We have to leave the areas that know about Jesus Christ.
我呢必须要那个领导这些那个使他们呢转向了解耶稣基督。
We have to leave the places that know who Jesus is.
我们必须要把这些地区呢转向了解耶稣基督。
And we have to go to the places who have not yet heard about Jesus.
我们还要必须去那些没有听到过耶稣基督的地方去。
We have to go to the places or the people who don't yet believe in Jesus.
还有那些还没有信耶稣基督的地方去。
Last week in the English congregation, we were in the Gospel of Luke.
上周呢，我们那个英语聚会谈那个福音书路加福音。
And we were looking at the story of the demon-possessed man.
我们来讲那个就是那个被鬼附的人的故事。
Who had a whole legion of demons inside of him.
他整个身体当中的被很多的鬼附了。
And after Jesus cast out all the demons, the man says, "Let me stay with you."
当耶稣基督把他身上的鬼都赶出去以后的那个人对他说，主啊，让我和你在一起吧。
And she says, "No."
耶稣说，不要这样。
Go.
你回家去。
Go back home and tell everyone what God has done.
你要回家去传说神为你做了何等大的事。
And that same command that he gave to the demon-possessed man, he tells to us.
他给这个被鬼附的人的这个命令，也就是给我们教会的这个指令。
To fulfill the great commission of making disciples, we need to go.
为了那个完成大使命，做什么，做主的门徒，我们必须要去。
We want to stay.
而我们呢希望待着不动。
But she says, no, you can't stay.
耶稣对我们说，不行，你们不能待着不动。
You must go.
你必须要去。
That's it, that's the word go.
也就是说需要去。
But the problem we have is not a problem of understanding.
我们所面临的问题并不是我们不理解要去的这个含义。
If someone tells you, go to the store.
如果有人跟你说，你去那个商店买东西。
We don't have to sit and ponder, what did he mean go?
我们不会在那边考虑说，到底他让我去要干嘛。
Did he mean order it online?
是不是他为我说要从那个网上订购呢？
We know what that means.
我们知道让我们去商店购物意味着什么。
Our problem is not a problem of understanding.
所以呢问题并不在于我们的理解上。
The text is clear. Jesus says go.
这个经节上很明确地讲到耶稣说你要去。
Our problem is something else.
我们有其他的问题。
Our problem is we don't want to go.
我们的问题是我们不想去。
We don't want to do it.
我们不想这么做。
But that's why the Great Commission does not start in verse 19.
所以呢耶稣基督那个大使命并不仅仅止于28章第19节。
The Great Commission does not start with go.
那个大使命呢并不仅仅是从去开始。
Because Jesus knows we have a problem with going.
因为耶稣基督知道我们有这个问题我们无法去。
And there's something that we need first.
所以我们需要先有什么呢
?And that is,The Lordship of Jesus Christ.
也就是说呢，那个我们需要那个耶稣基督的王权、主权。
Let's read verse 18.
让我们看那个第十八节。
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Now there are two big reasons why we don't want to go.
有两个原因为什么你不想去。
The first is, we're afraid.
第一个原因可能我们害怕。
It's scary to go.
因为我们害怕不想不敢去。
It's scary to go to, with the message of Jesus to people who are hostile.
我们不敢去向那些对我们那个有敌的人传播耶稣基督的信息。
What will people say?
因为他们会怎么说呢
?What will people think of us?
他们会怎么想我们呢
?We're going to risk our own reputations.
我们的自己的那个名声呢会有影响。
We're risking our own comfort.
我们自己的那个会感到不舒服。
And what if people listening to us just ignore what we have to say?
如果听我们讲的人呢，给我们那个感到非常烦恼呢？
It's so hard to follow Jesus' commands and go to the school and go to work with the message of Jesus Christ.
因为很难你到你工作的学习的学校工作的场所去传扬耶稣基督的这个信息。
Our schools and our jobs are places that are not very receptive to Christ.
因为我们的学校和工作场所呢，对耶稣基督的信息不是那么能接受。
Most of them are downright hostile.
他们很多呢都非常有敌意。
So we have this fear.
就我们有这种恐惧。
Lord, your word says go.
所以耶稣这里的那个耶稣基督对我们说，你要去。
But Lord, I'm scared.
但是我对耶稣基督说呢，我害怕。
What we need is in verse 18.
所以呢，我们所需要的就是十八章的十八节。
Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me."
耶稣对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Let's turn over to Philippians chapter 2.
那我们在那个腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2, verse 6.
腓立比书第二章第六节。
This is Paul talking about Jesus.
这是那个保罗在这里谈论耶稣基督。
Who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave to him the name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
The Bible says that God the Father gave authority to God the Son.
这里说呢，我们的父神呢，把所有的权柄都给予他的儿子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus came to earth and conquered sin and death.
因为耶稣来到世上，征服了所有的罪孽和敌人。
He was willing to leave behind the glories of heaven.
他愿意离开在天上所享所有的荣华富贵。
To take on earthly flesh.
以那个人身的形象。
To live a perfect life in accordance to the will of the Father.
来根据以那个父神的旨意来完来有一个完全的生命生活。
And then finally to bear our sins on the cross.
然后呢，在十字架上呢，背负了我们的罪过。
He defeated the ruler and the prince of the air.
他呢也。击败了打胜过了所有这个世上掌权的。
That's what Ephesians call Satan.
所以呢把它称之为叫那个救赎者。
Ephesians says Satan had authority in this world.
也就是说呢那个圣者呢有这个地上呢有一个权柄。
So that everyone who is born is under the effects and judgment of sin.
我们所有生存在地上的人呢，都在我们罪孽的那个管辖辖制之下。
In fact, Paul says in Romans that all creation groans under the sin.
那个保罗在罗马书提到，所有的再造之物都在罪之下。
How did that happen?
这个怎么会这样呢？
If we look back in Genesis, we see God told man, "You have authority."
如果我们看那个出埃及记里面，那个神对那个摩西曾经说过，你是有权柄的。
God puts Adam and Eve in the garden and says, I give you authority over all the animals and the plants and the birds and the fish.
那个耶神对那个在伊甸园的亚当也曾经说，我给你所有的权柄，你可以管辖所有的生物，天上地下水里的。
I give you authority over this world.
我给你那个掌管这个全世界的这个权利。
And what does mankind do?
但我们人做了什么呢？
Satan comes along and tells a lie.
啊，我们有了罪了，我们呢撒谎。
And contradicts the word of God.
而那个和神的话呢不符合，冲突。
And Adam and Eve listen to Satan instead of God.
啊，乃去相信那个魔鬼啊，不相信不听神的话。
In doing that, they submit their authority under Satan.
所以他们把自己的权柄呢顺服在那个魔鬼之下。
Instead of putting their authority under God.
不是把他们那个权柄呢在神的之下。
And in so doing, they handed over authority, their authority over to Satan.
所以他们把自己的权柄呢交给了那个魔鬼。
So one of the things that Jesus does on the cross is he conquers Satan.
所以耶稣基督要做的首先一件事情就是胜过了那个魔鬼。
He dethroned Satan from this world.
他把那个魔鬼从那个宝座上弄下来。
So when we get to Matthew 28, he can say, I have all authority.
所以在马太福音28章他这里就提到我有所有的权柄。
Satan no longer has any authority.
那个魔鬼不再有任何权柄。
I've got it.
我有了所有的权柄。
That should be a great comfort to us.
所以对我们来说这是一个非常大的一个胜过的地方。
Because it's scary to go with the message of the gospel into our workplaces and into our schools.
因为我们害怕，不敢把那个耶稣的那个信息传给我们的学校，我们的那个工作场所。
Because all too often it feels like Satan reigns there.
就像那个魔鬼在那边掌权一样。
But Jesus, that's not true.
耶稣对我们说，这不对。
Jesus, all authority has been given to me.
耶稣基督说所有的权柄都是给我了。
And if Jesus says all the authority, then Satan has no authority.
他说所有的权柄，没有任何其他的权柄。
That means there is no place you can go in this world where Jesus does not have all of the authority.
所以在这个世上没有一个地方你那个能去，耶稣基督在那里没有权柄。
You can go to a foreign country that does not allow Bibles.
你可以去一个国家，那个那边不能允许那个有圣经。
You can go to a country that does not allow you to proclaim the name of Jesus.
你可以去一个国家，那边不允许你那个公开宣扬耶稣基督的名。
You can talk to someone who doesn't even want you to say the name of Jesus.
你可以和任何人谈话，尽管他们不愿意听耶稣基督的话语。
The most hardened heart.
最重要的是
And we can go to them.
我们可以去他们那个地方。
Because even in those situations, Jesus has authority.
因为在所有这些场景里，耶稣基督有所有的权柄。
That is why we call Jesus Christ.
所以我们把它称之为那个耶稣基督。
Which is the Greek translation of Lord.
也就是我们那个希腊文的那个翻译里边是那个主。
So when you say Jesus Christ, you are calling him Lord. You are saying Jesus, you have authority.
你说耶稣基督，你就说那个基督，你有所有的权柄。
When we sing the hymn, You are Lord, You are Lord.
我就说你是主，你是主。
We are singing Jesus, You have all the authority.
也就是我们在说耶稣基督，你有所有的权柄。
And so the one with all the authority is telling us to go.
那个拥有所有权柄的人要我们去。
He's not telling us to go to an enemy-controlled territory.
他还没让我们去到那些有敌人控制的场所。
He's telling you to go to some place where he already rules and reigns.
他呢，要我们去那些地方，他已经那边在有权柄在治理的地方。
Where he already has authority.
是他有那个权柄的地方。
So when we tell people you need to recognize Jesus as Lord, we are not telling them you need to make him Lord.
当我们对人说你要以耶稣基督为主，并不是说你要把他当作主。
We are saying he is Lord.
他就是主。
And you need to acknowledge that.
你要承认这一点。
He is King.
他就是那个国王。
And he is going to have his way.
他能实现他的意志。
That's comforting.
这个是我们感到非常那个宽慰的。
Did you know when you're going to work tomorrow?
明天你去上班。
Jesus rules there.
耶稣基督就是治理那个地方。
Do you know when you go back to school in September, Jesus rules there?
如果你想到九月份你回学校念书，你会想到耶稣基督在那边有权柄。
And there might be authorities that say no to Jesus.
可能那些那边掌权的会对耶稣基督说不。
But the highest authority says yes.
但是最高的权柄说可以。
Jesus rules and reigns over everywhere we go.
耶稣基督有权柄在所有你能去的地方。
And so that's why Jesus has the authority and he can tell us to go.
所以耶稣基督有这个权柄，他让我们去。
And he says, wherever you go, make disciples.
所以说去所有的地方使万民做我的门徒。
Because wherever you go, I am Lord there.
无论你去什么地方，我是那里的主。
There is no heart that is too hard.
没有那个可以害怕的地方。
There is no ears that are too closed.
没有那个耳朵，没有人会不听你。
There is no country that is too hostile to the gospel.
没有一个国家会对那个耶稣基督的那个信息那个敌意。
These are all places and people whom Jesus has all authority over.
这些所有的地方都是耶稣基督有权柄的地方。
Jesus gives us even more encouragement.
耶稣基督在这里给我们更多的鼓励。
At the end of those four verbs that we've been looking at, Jesus says this.
在我们刚才看到这个四个动词的最后，耶稣基督说。
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
说我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus doesn't just tell us to go.
耶稣基督不仅让我们只是去。
He doesn't even just tell us to go where he has authority.
他不仅让我们去他有权柄的地方。
He says I'm going to go with you.
他说我会和你一起去。
I'll be with you.
我与你们同在。
The one with all authority is going to walk with us wherever we go.
那个有所有权柄的人将跟我们一同去，与我们同在。
What else do we have to fear?
我们还有什么可怕的地方呢？
In the book of Judges, there's a story of Gideon.
在那个士师记里面有那个基典的故事。
And God sends an angel to Gideon.
那个耶稣神呢把那个天使带给那个基典。
Gideon's afraid.
那个基典害怕。
He's hiding out.
他在躲藏。
And this angel appears to Gideon and says, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
那个天使向基典显现，对说那个大能的神、全的神与你同在。
Lord, are you saying this coward hiding?In a wine press is a mighty warrior.
如果是那个你到处那个大能的神与你同在，你还到处躲藏吗？
Not because of his own strength.
并不是因为基典本身的那个强，他身上的。
Not because of any weapons he has.
也并不仅仅是因为他拥有什么好的武器。
But he is a mighty warrior solely based on the fact that God says, "I am with you."
他作为大能的勇士，能称为大能的勇士，仅仅是因为神说耶和华与你同在。
And so Jesus says, go.
所以耶稣基督说走去。
I'm sending you to places where I have all the authority.
我把你带去那个地方，我拥有所有的权柄。
And that one with all the authority is going to go with you.
这些所有的权柄也会与你同在。
And you will be a mighty warrior.
你要成为一个大能的勇士。
You might not feel like it.
你可能不喜欢这么做。
But it's not because of what you bring.
但并不是因为你能带来什么。
It's because the one with all the authority goes with you.
是因为那有所有权柄的和你一起去。
What is there left to fear?
所以有什么可怕的呢？
Go.
就去吧。
Go, Jesus has given us every encouragement. Go.
耶稣基督给我们所有的这个鼓励，让我们去。
Make disciples of all nations.
让那个万民做你的门徒。
Baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
以圣子、圣父、圣灵的名义给他们做施洗。
And teach them to obey everything I've commanded you.
And 让他们那个遵守一切我教导给你们的。
The second reason why we don't want to go.
第二个原因我们不愿意去
also has its solution in Jesus' lordship.
在耶稣基督的王权里面也给了我们那个解决的答案。
Last week, I told my eldest daughter to put away her slippers.
上周呢，我让那个我的女儿呢，把她的那个拖鞋放好。
She had come to the house, put on her slippers, and then ran to the sofa, and then just kicked them out in the middle of the living room.
因为她把那个拖鞋放到那个客厅里面的沙发上一坐，那个就踢，到处乱踢。
And then ran away and did something else.
然后呢，跑到家里边去玩她的事情了。
And just left her slippers in the middle of the living room.
所以呢，就把她那个拖鞋呢，就在乱放在那个客厅中间。
I said, hold on, put away your slippers.
问他说呢，别急，把你的那个拖鞋放好。
And then after a little while, she did come and she picked up her slippers.
他听了我的话，过来把那个拖鞋拿起来。
And she brought them to where we put the slippers.
他呢，把那个拖鞋放到我们平常应该放那个拖鞋的那个地方。
We put them in the hallway by the front door.
我们呢，就是前门的旁边的一个走廊。
And so she brings her slippers over there.
所以她把那个拖鞋呢就放在那边。
And she puts one slipper down.
她把那个一个拖鞋呢倒放，放下来。
And puts the other slipper on the other side of the hallway.
把另外一双拖鞋呢放在那个走廊的另一头。
And then runs off.
然后呢就又跑走了。
I said, come back here, put your slippers back properly.
我跟她说再回来把你的那个拖鞋放在合适的地方放好。
She comes back.
她又回来了。
She takes a slipper that's far away.
又把那个拖鞋放得很远的地方。
And she turns it around.
又把它那个倒转过来。
And she's about to run off again.
然后准备把它再跑走。
I said, no, put your slippers properly.
我再次跟她说回来把拖鞋放好。
She takes the far away slipper.
她把那个放在很远的地方那个拖鞋再拿起来。
She moves it closer to her other slipper.
她把它放在靠近她那个另外一只鞋的地方。
And puts it on her sister's slippers.
把它放在她的妹妹的那个拖鞋的上面。
I said, put your slippers up properly.
我再次跟她说把你的拖鞋放好。
So she takes her slipper off her sister's slipper.
然后呢她把那个放在她妹妹鞋上的那个拖鞋拿起来。
And she puts it next to her slipper.
把它放在她的拖鞋的旁边。
But at a right angle.
但是那个倒过来的角度。
What is my daughter's problem?
这些的问题是哪里呢
？My daughter's problem is not fear.
这个问题好像也不是那个恐惧的问题。
It's not a lack of understanding.
也不是因为她不理解。
Her problem is she doesn't want to do it.
问题是她不想那么做。
And that is our other problem with going.
这呢也是我们要去的所面临的另外一个问题。
We don't want to do it.
因为我们不想这么做。
Even if there's no fear.
哪怕没有恐惧。
We want to stay comfortable.
我们呢想生活在自己舒适的环境里。
Jesus says go and we want to stay.
因为耶稣基督让我们说你们去要去，但是我们呢只想待在那边不动。
I don't want to get up.
我不想起来。
I've got my own plans for the day.
我今天呢有我自己的计划，事情要做。
I've got my own plans for this, my situations.
在我目前的情况下，我有自己的计划。
God, I want to stay.
神啊，我想待着不动。
In fact, when I first was preparing this message, I was going to spend the whole sermon on that word go.
那个我当初开始准备这个信息的时候，我想花大部分时间是讲那个去。
And I was going to talk about going, and I was going to talk about people sending those people to go.
我想谈论去，然后呢，把其他人呢，差遣他们去。
But I looked more closely at the Bible.
但我那个看那个圣经看得越仔细。
And Jesus does not say, go, unless you're called to stay, then stay and send those people that are going.
耶稣基督没有说你去让其他人的差遣你去。
Jesus says, go!
耶稣基督仅仅就是说要去。
And that's a blanket commandment for all of us.
这就是对我们所有的人的这个命令。
Go and make disciples.
去做使他们做门徒。
So I had to scratch that whole first draft of my sermon out.
所以我把那个信息的第一部分全部就取消了。
Because Jesus just said go.
耶稣就是说呢要去。
But we don't want to go.
但是我们呢不愿意去。
We want to say, Jesus, send someone else.
我们为向耶稣基督呢，别派我去，派其他人去。
I'm not called to go.
我们没有被奉召要，我不想奉召被去，要去。
This is obviously a job for someone else.
总是呢，其实这是其他人的工作。
But there's a reason why the first word in verse 19 is not go.
所以呢，那个第十九节的第一个字呢，并不完全是去。
The first word is therefore.
第一个字什么？所以。
And if there's a therefore, that means it's based off of what Jesus just said before.
所以如果说是所以，就是根据耶稣之前所说过的。
And what did Jesus say before?
在耶稣之前他说了什么呢？
We've looked at it already.
我们已经 看了那些经文。
Jesus said, I have all authority.
耶稣说，我有所有的权柄。
All the authority in heaven and on earth belongs to me.
所有天上地下和地底下的权柄都是我的。
And because of that,
因为这个
go.
所以去。
Now we know what it means when Jesus has all authority.
我们已经了解了耶稣基督拥有权柄意味着什么。
If we go downstairs and we hear someone has eaten up all the food.
如果我们那个下那个楼梯说所有人都有那个人有所有的食品。
We know there's no food left over.
我们就说呢没有那个大家就是没有那个食品留下来了。
But we treat Jesus' command to go kind of like that. We go down and we're told no food.
如果就是等于我们是说我们像那个到下面去说店主说已经没有食品留下来了。
And we think surely there's got to be a little bit left.
肯定还有一些那个留下来的食品。
And we look around everywhere.
我们的四周寻找。
In the pantries.
去那个厨房看。
In the oven.
看那个蒸炉里面。
Surely they must have left some food somewhere.
肯定他们在某个地方呢留下了一些食品。
But if some food was left, then we couldn't say that someone ate all of the food.
如果那些食品还留下了，我们就可以说人每个人都可以吃到食品。
So the same is true for us.
对我们来说也是这样。
We can't say, Jesus, I don't want to go.
我们无法对耶稣基督说，基督，我们不能去。
Send someone else.
让其他人去吧。
Because when we say send some else,
如果我们说让差遣其他人去吧，
we are claiming authority.
我们在这里呢，等于是我们在那个声称有这个权柄。
We feel that when Jesus says I have all authority, there must be some authority left.
因为我们说，如果耶稣说他有所谓的权柄，那么其他人呢，就是没有权柄了。
And so we scrounge around our lives, and we looking for that little bit of authority that's left over.
因为我们想看看还有那些其他的留下的那些权柄。
There's got to be some authority left that I can use.
所以肯定有一些权柄留下来呢，我可以使用。
And this is the authority we use and say, Jesus, I don't want to go.
这就是我想用这个权柄，耶稣基督说我不想去。
I'm too comfortable.
我自己觉得很舒服。
This is a job for the elders.
这呢是那个长老的权利。
This is a job for the pastors.
是那个牧师的权利。
This is a job for the outreach team.
是那个专门那个就那个传福音的人的那个工作。
This is why we have gospel meetings, so I don't have to go.
所以我们有那个福音聚会，而所以呢，我就不需要去了。
But Jesus says, I have all authority.
但耶稣基督这里说，我有所有的权柄。
100%.
100%。
And you don't need to go scrounging around to see if there's any authority left.
你不需要到处去寻找是不是还有其他的有一点那个权柄留给你。
There's none.
没有。
Jesus has all the authority.
耶稣有所有的权柄。
There's no authority left for us.
没有任何权柄留给我们。
And so when Jesus says, go.
所以耶稣基督自己说去。
Make disciples.
使万民做我的门徒。
Baptize,
施洗给他们施洗
teach,
教训他们
We do not have the luxury of saying no.
我没有这个权利说不
Because that implies we have authority.
因为我们认为我们自己还有一些权柄
This is why Paul calls himself a servant, a slave.
所以保罗说自己他是一个奴隶，他是一个仆人
That's what he calls the brothers and sisters.
所以他称那个弟兄姊妹。
Because he knows Jesus Christ has all the authority.
因为他知道耶稣基督拥有所有的权柄。
And we are his servants.
我们呢只是仆人。
And if he says go, we go.
他说去，我们就要去。
Our problem is the lordship of Jesus Christ.
我们的问题呢就是对那个耶稣的那个王权。
Our problem is we are disobedient.
我们的问题是我们不顺服。
It feels like I've been preaching a similar message to this in the English congregation for months.
好像我这个今天讲的信息和我在那个英语聚会讲了一个多月的信息是一样的。
Because we've been going through Luke and Jesus has been saying, why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do what I say?
因为我们曾经讲到在路德里面你说你称我是主，但是你为什么不做我让你去不遵循我让你去做的。
We call him Lord, Lord all the time. We use it in our prayers. We use it as we talk about him.
我们在祷告中，在我们平常的言谈当中，一直说主啊主。
And if we call him Lord, that means he's got all the authority.
我们称他为主，因为他拥有所有的权柄。
So Jesus has this question for us.
所以耶稣基督对我们就有这个问题了。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say?
为什么你称之为我主，但是你不做我让你去我叫你去做的。
I don't want to draw this out because we don't need more knowledge.
我想那个我们不需要更多的知识。
We don't need to expound the scriptures in amazing ways to get us to go.
我们不需要把这个经节解释的多么那个漂亮。
Because Jesus has already given us all we need.
因为耶稣基督已经给了我们所需要的。
What we're lacking is obedience.
而我们的那个缺乏的呢，就是那个不顺服。
So let me just end there, and let's just commit ourselves to the Lord and seek His presence in prayer.
我们就在这里停下，我们来那个祷告，来那个寻求主的那个同在。
Dear Jesus, we are uncomfortable this morning.
我们的耶稣啊，我们呢，在我们自己当中是多么的舒服。
And it's not just because of the heat.
并不是因为它。
It's because your word shakes us up.
因为是你的那个话语触动了我们。
Your spirit does the work of revealing sin in our lives.
你的灵使我们显现出我们中的那个罪。
That in order to perfect us, you need to do a cleanup work in our lives.
让为了成全我们，使我们得以完全，你必须在我们生活当中做这个洁净的工作。
And when we come face to face with the true mirror that is your word, we see all the imperfections within us.
当我们面临你给我们这个命令使命的时候，我们看到了我们所存在的所有的不完全。
And Lord, we admit from your word that you have told us to go.
我们承认你的话语中要求我们去。
You told us to make disciples.
让我们去使万民做我的门徒。
Lord, forgive us for being disobedient.
主啊，那个原谅我们的不顺服。
Forgive us for wanting to stay.
原谅我们仅仅想那个舒服的待着。
Wanted to be comfortable.
想非常舒适的在我们自己的环境里。
To follow our own authority.
那个遵循所有的权柄。
When your word says that Jesus has all the authority.
当你的话语说耶稣基督拥有所有的权柄。
And he's told us to go.
他要我们去。
Oh Lord, forgive us.
神啊，那个主啊，你来那个那个原谅我们。
Convict us of your lordship in our lives.
把你的那个王权治理在我们的生命生活中。
Remind us every time we use the word Lord and Christ that you have all the authority in our lives.
每当我们用主啊，你是我们主这个词的时候呢，你就在我们生活当中又有所有的权柄。
And because when you have all the authority, what you says goes.
当你有用所有的权柄你说去的时候
And what you say is true.
你所有说的都是真实的。
Lord, humble ourselves.
神啊，让我们谦卑。
Give us humble hearts.
给我们一个谦卑的心。
Help us to die to our own ambitions.
让我们的那个把我们自己的那个野心消除
our own desires,
我们自己的愿望欲望
our own plans,
我们自己的计划
and to submit to you,
而把我们完全的交托在你那里
to be obedient to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
对万国之国万王之王那个顺服
send us out,
把我们差遣出去
May we be your witnesses.
让我们来做你的见证。
To tell of everything that God has done in our lives.
告诉所有人主在我们所做为我们所做的一切。
And we thank you, Lord, that you not only have all the authority over our lives, but you also have all the authority over everyone in this world.
我们感谢主，你不仅对我们拥有所有的权柄，你对我们所有要去的那个地方也拥有所有完全的权柄。
And when you say go, you do not send us on a hopeless mission.
当你说要我们去的时候，你并不是把我们差遣去一个毫无希望的一个使命。
You do not doom us to failure.
你不会是让我们失败。
But you are sending us to places where you already have all the authority.
你是把我们差遣去一个地方，你已经拥有所有的权柄。
To people and places that you are already at work in.
在那些你已经开始工作的那些人和地方
Send us, Lord.
差遣我们主
We submit to your will.
我们完全顺服于你的旨意
And we pray as our Lord Jesus taught us to pray.
我们来祷告以耶稣基督教导我们的方式来祷告
Our Father in heaven.
我们天上的父
Hallowed be your name.
你的名
Your kingdom come.
你的天国
Your will be done.
你的所有的旨意都会成就
On earth as it is in heaven.
就像成就在天上一样
And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
我们祷告以耶稣基督尊贵的名
Amen.
Amen.